You're listening to SBS News.
Since the turn of the century, the annual Household Income and Labour Dynamics Report, known as HILDA, has tracked the progress of more than 9,500 households. Lead author Professor Roger Wilkins from Melbourne University says the latest findings are up until the time COVID-19 struck.
There are lessons in there that are relevant to what we've gone through in the last 2 years. So, for example, we see a very strong relationship between social connectedness and mental health.
The lack of connectedness and the daily rigours of life were already taking their toll even before the pandemic. Almost a quarter of the women surveyed reported suffering psychological distress, and close to one in five men. According to research fellow Dr. Ferdy Botha, those aged between 15 to 24 are the most likely to be stressed.
Rates of loneliness have increased substantially over the past few years in Australia, and social contact or lack of social contact is a really strong predictor of the probability of being in mental distress. There's also theories about social media, people being exposed to social media, being more socially isolated, seeing people having different reference groups, so people comparing themselves to others, and especially if people then feel that whatever they have is inadequate, that definitely is bad for people's mental health.
The report also looks at family finances, pay inequality remaining largely unchanged since 2001. The increase in household incomes is also slowing, 6% according to the latest figures, compared to 28% in the previous 8 years. Professor Wilkins says it indicates a disparity in fortunes between the first decade of this century and the second.
I mean, I guess there's a half glass full and a half glass empty interpretation of that. We held on to the extraordinary income gains in the first decade, but we didn't continue to build on them.
There are positives, though, when it comes to the health of the nation. The number of Australians smoking daily has declined to 11% of the population, compared to 19% 20 years ago. Those drinking more than 5 days a week has also declined to 11%, compared to 15% in 2002. But not such good news when it comes to waistlines, with almost 6 out of 10 Australians considered overweight or obese. The household snapshot also highlights a growing mismatch between the intention to raise children and the reality. Barely half the women at 35 who were still planning to have a child had actually done so by the age of 49. Senior research fellow Dr. Esperanza Vera Toscano found family sizes invariably turned out to be much smaller than anticipated.
We are facing a very much older population nowadays, and this is going to have implications for pensions in the future, for number of workers, for the need of immigrants coming into the country to do the work because there are no young people to do the work.
All this is coinciding with Australia's fertility rates hitting new lows. Gareth Borum, SBS News.